4 days later. When we returned to the house to sit Shiva, my father stormed through the semi-shag in the living room. His face was red with rage. I was there, of course. My sister Melissa had flown in from Seattle with her husband, Ralph. Aunt Selma and Uncle Murray paced. Sheila, my soulmate, sat next to me and held my hand. That was pretty much the sum total. There was only one flower arrangement, a wonderful monster of a thing. Sheila smiled and squeezed my hand when she saw the card. No words, no message, just a drawing, resembling a four-square board. Dad kept glancing out the bay windows, the same windows that had been shut out with a BB gun twice in the past 11 years, and muttered under his breath, "Sons of bitches." He'd turn around and think of someone else who hadn't shown. "For God's sake, you think the Bergmans would have at least made a goddamn appearance?" Then he'd close his eyes and look away. The anger would consume him anew, blending with the grief into something I didn't have the strength to face. One more betrayal in a decade filled with them. I needed air. I got to my feet. Sheila looked up at me with concern. "I'm going to take a walk," I said softly.
"You want company?"
"I don't think so." Sheila nodded. We had been together nearly a